broadcast school has really paid off.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So now the big news this week that we did not discuss yet was Anthony's anniversary was this week, and today. he told us it's today.
It's today.
You remembered it?
Yeah.
The plate.
I looked at the plate.
Tell about the plate.
Somebody gave us a plate when we got married and has the date on it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat off the plate?
No, the plate sits on the coffee table.
Yeah.
Like underneath the coffee table, there's a glass top on part of the the table so you can see it if you look down in the glass.
Does it have a Hoochieberg to stand it up?
No, there's a Hoochieberg underneath of it.
Yeah.
Like a different color Hoochieberg so you can see the clear glass.
There's a term for that.
It's a Hoochieberg.
Yeah, Hoochieberg.
What other term would it be?
But it has the date on it of the wedding date. So that's how I remember.
A bracket? What are you thinking of? What other word?
No, it's like a plate under another plate.
There's a term for that.
A lazy Susan.
No.
A Hoochieberg. I look at the plate.
Cook?
And if I forget, then the wife leaves a card on the table when I wake up.
With an arrow saying, look at plate. Look down, moron.
Look at card and then look at plate and figure out what today is.
Well, the easier way to do it would be like Cooper does. You know, she celebrates her birthday every year on Thanksgiving.
Right.
You should celebrate your anniversary every year on Labor Day.
Exactly. When you make it a holiday, that way you don't forget.
See, I mess up Labor Day and Memorial Day.
You're not the only one.
I know. So I forget which day it is. Is it Memorial or Labor Day? So that's why I look at the plate.
So just choose Christmas then.
Right.
You won't forget that.
If I didn't have the plate, we'd be in big trouble.
Thank God for that plate.
Yeah.
Okay, so you finally figured out when your anniversary was.
Right.
It's all very exciting. It was today. So my guess is you worked today. You didn't take the day off for anniversary stuff, right?
Actually, no, I didn't take the day off. I'm actually here.
Right. No, but I mean all day you didn't like have a little love in the afternoon kind of thing?
No.
What'd you do?
I haven't seen her at all. No, I haven't seen her at all.
No, okay. Skyrockets in
flight. Didn't see her at all.
They've been married a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Those skyrockets are long
gone. We went out this weekend and celebrated.
You did?
Yeah.
Let me guess. You took her to the fancy place with the hot plates and the big steaks and the place that we love, and every time the big man comes down that we make him take us to dinner there.
I wanted to. I wanted to go there.
So did you go to the other steak place with the hot plates?
No, I left it up to her.
Oh, I'm smart.
So I said, well, where do you want to go to eat? And she said she wanted to go to Hooters.
What?
Hooters.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Breaking news. The plate under the plate is called a charger.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, all the lines are lit up telling us that.
It's a charger, otherwise known as a Hoochieberg.
Right. I don't care that it's a charger.
No, you might not know that.
It has nothing to do with this story.
It does. So take this back. Let me get this straight.
Okay, so
she
Saturday
could
night
could do anything she wants in her anniversary, and she chose Hooters.
So Saturday night,
didn't you meet her at Hooters?
No. She was a waitress when I met her, but she didn't work at Hooters yet. It was like a year after we got together. She started working at Hooters.
So it wasn't like one of these anniversary things that she wanted to reenact the first meeting or anything.
No.
And that's why you went to Hooters.
Because that place is way gone. It's now rubble. The place where we first met, so we can't do that. No, we were getting ready, and I got out a nice shirt and some khakis.
Ooh.
And I thought we were going to go to a nice place, and she comes out in just a t-shirt and jeans and said, I thought we were going to take the Harley to Hooters.
For our anniversary.
Right.
Oh, my God, she's so redneck. Yeah, that's official. That is official. Your wife is officially... No, I don't know if it's her or you. I can't tell which one of you is the bigger redneck.
Hmm.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close. So we went to Hooters on the Harley.
For your anniversary.
Yeah. And then on the way home, it started to rain.
Oh, no.
So now we're getting wet on the Harley coming from Hooters.
And you refuse to purchase rain gear.
Yes.
But now, when you go out on a motorcycle, mm-hmm. do you look at the weather and see what's coming, or you just hop on the motorcycle and go and throw caution to the wind?
It kind of looked like it was going to rain. It kind of looked like it wasn't going to rain. You never know.
Well, you do. It's called the weather channel.
Where we live, it could rain on that street and not rain on this street.
Oh.
So you never know.
So it's a crapshoot every day.
Every day.
The simple thing would be to get a saddlebag and put your rain gear in it, but he refuses to get a saddlebag, too.
Stop it with the saddlebag and the rain gear.
You need to have an emergency kit with you.
I'm 5 miles from home. I think I can make it. I'm not going
to
melt.
Look who you're talking to over here.
Right.
Of course. You know, he's Mr. Prepared.
You need to be prepared.
You know, whatever. So, yeah, that was the anniversary dinner, was Hooters, chicken wings, and a Harley.
Beer. That's so romantic.
She had beer. I did not.
You didn't have, well, you were driving. And
I
you
was
don't drink
driving.
Beer.
No, I don't drink beer. And you never drink on a bike, so.
Right.
I had the sweet tea. She had beer. and chicken wings. But, Chad, they have these little hamburgers now about this big.
Sliders?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And I got 6 of them.
Did they have cheese on them, though?
Yeah, you can get them without cheese.
I got to say, that's probably not the most white trash thing you've done, but that's the most white trash thing you've done recently. Take your wife to Hooters for your anniversary on the Harley.
Yeah. Probably not this year, but yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah,
right.
A regular Saturday night, that's just fine, but on your anniversary.
Yeah.
I had the kids at Walmart in their pajamas one time. The one with the footsie things on it.
Were you screaming at him, too?
Yeah. And we were buying one of those electric trucks that you press the button and it goes.
Oh, my God.
And I looked down and didn't realize the kids are in their pajamas in a Saturday at Walmart.
Oh, no.
With the footsies.
Yeah. You are such white trash. You really are.
I realized it at that point. I didn't realize the Hooters and the Harley thing until I told Cooper, and Cooper went, "You are white trash."
You didn't. See, that's the biggest sign. You don't even know.
I don't even realize.
Yeah, that's how you can really tell.
You've gone over the edge.
I didn't even throw in there Hooters and Gastonias. I didn't even throw that in there. That pushes me right over the edge.
Well, the fact that you even live in Gastonia should tell me something anyway.
Right. Well, I took my wife to a place that still has Christmas lights in the window. So
there you go. Okay, so what's the most white trash thing you've done? When did you have your real white trash moment that you were like, oh,
can
no,
you beat that?
I'm such a redneck.
I guarantee you can't beat that.
Gee, I wonder who's a really big redneck. Hi, Ken.
Well, hello, Cooper. Well, Anthony, I need to remind you about sitting out in the backyard with a cooler full of beer and your rifle shooting rats.
Right.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my brother come through the backyard, and he thinks he's high society. He come through the backyard and looked at me, he just shook his head, and he said, "You're the biggest redneck I know."
Wow.
I said, "Where you get that?" I said, "You're my brother." I said, "That don't make you no better."
Mm. Now, what made him high society? Did he walk in with a shirt on?
I'm super thinking about what you just said. Can you imagine me running around without a shirt on?
As a matter of fact, I can.
Yeah, very easily.
I can't even imagine that.
I guarantee you don't have a shirt on right now.
I bet you I do. Mm. I'm still at work. I got to wear clothes.
Most of the time when you call, I assume you're naked or half naked.
Well, usually I got my shorts. If I'm at the house, I just got my shorts on.
See, that's my point. Yeah, right, that's exactly what I picture.
The second he hits the door, the pants come off.
Exactly. The shirt comes off.
The beer comes in. Yeah.
But the hat stays on.
When I get out of the truck, going into the house, as I come across the back deck, I'm taking stuff off.
Wow. Lucky neighbors you have.